The UN is a Chinese-captured institution. Commentary. The United Nations was chartered in 1945 as a creation of American strategic vision, a Pax Americana scaffolding dressed in multilateral language that was intended to be a cornerstone of the American-made international order shaped after World War II. That calculus has been fundamentally altered over time. The institution has been methodically infiltrated, staffed, and redirected by the Chinese Communist Party over the past 25 years, transforming the UN from a tool America shaped into a platform Beijing increasingly controls and paid for in large part by the American taxpayer. Let us examine the issue. Financial subsidy of America's strategic rival. In 2025, the United States was responsible for 22% of the UN regular budget and approximately 26% of the UN peacekeeping budget, according to the Council on Foreign Relations. And according to the Congressional Research Service, the 2025 to 2026 UN peacekeeping budget alone is $5.4 billion. The grotesque irony: China was assessed at roughly 20% of the regular UN budget in 2025, up from just 0.77% in 1994, and nearly 23% of the peacekeeping budget, making it the second largest contributor to both after the United States. While China grew its financial footprint and bought influence accordingly, the United States simultaneously funded the organization China is using against American interests. U.S. voluntary contributions alone are 7 times greater than China's total contributions to the UN system, as noted by the Heritage Foundation. Yet Beijing has leveraged its smaller investment far more effectively. U.S. unpaid assessments stand at $1.5 billion for the regular budget and $2.4 billion for peacekeeping, a vivid indicator that even successive American administrations have sensed, however inconsistently, that the value proposition is broken. China's 25-year infiltration campaign. The CCP's political takeover of the United Nations was not accidental. It was a deliberate, patient, multi-vector strategy executed across personnel, finance, voting blocks, and norm setting. Financial escalation. China's mandatory and voluntary contributions to the UN rose by 1,096% and 346%, respectively, from 2010 to 2019 alone, according to the UN System Chief Executive's Board for Coordination. Money buys access, gratitude, and votes in any institution. Seizing agency leadership. Until 2006, a Chinese national had never led a UN-specialized agency. In recent years, China has led more UN-specialized agencies than any other nation. A Chinese national led 4 agencies in 6 of the 7 years from 2015 to 2021, according to the Heritage Foundation. The targeted agencies were not chosen at random. The CCP carefully chose clusters whose work could be interwoven with its domestic agendas, such as Made in China 2025, creating new global technology standards led by Chinese national corporate champions, and linking them to Beijing's foreign policy through the Belt and Road Initiative. The International Telecommunication Union has had a Chinese representative serving for 2 terms, ensuring that Huawei standards are embedded in sparsely penetrated markets across Africa, the Pacific, and Southeast Asia. Capturing bureaucracy. The Lowy Institute points out that Chinese officials have led the UN Department of Economic and Social Affairs since 2007, with diplomats noting that DESA is a Chinese enterprise, everybody knows it and everybody accepts it. DESA sets the intellectual direction for economic, environmental, and social policy across the entire UN system. Peer-reviewed research confirms the mechanism. China forms coalitions with weaker states to control leadership appointments, and those China-friendly leaders then align UN bureaucratic language with Chinese-produced documentation. The CCP installs its people. Those people rewrite the institution's discourse. Building a voting bloc. China wields significant influence in the Group of 77, a grouping of 134 countries comprising almost 70% of all UN members. African nations, as the largest regional bloc with about 28% voting share, have played a crucial role in supporting China's rise, electing Chinese nationals to lead four UN principal agencies and securing deputy slots in nine others. China's Belt and Road Initiative investments in Africa have paid significant geopolitical dividends to Beijing. Weaponizing UN leaders. According to the Center for Strategic and International Studies, Beijing has cultivated UN leaders, including Secretary General Antonio Guterres, to promote the Belt and Road and integrate it with the UN's Sustainable Development Goals. UN leaders have effectively become a marketing vehicle for Chinese geopolitical infrastructure. UN Security Council, a Chinese-Russian anti-US veto bloc. All nine of China's formal Security Council vetoes in the past decade were cast in tandem with Russia. The two established a functional diplomatic counterbalance against the United States, UK, and France, leaving the three Western powers effectively powerless, and the China-Russia alliance has only hardened as a result of the Russo-Ukrainian war. China has blocked US-backed resolutions on Syria, Venezuela, North Korea, Burma, and Zimbabwe, using sovereignty and non-interference as cover for protecting regimes serving Chinese interests. Most recently, on April 7, China vetoed a resolution drafted by Bahrain that would have authorized countries to use military force if necessary to open the Strait of Hormuz for the free flow of shipping and commerce. China leverages its P5 position by threatening vetoes to water down resolutions it considers unfavorable, including resolutions against North Korea and Iran. Every time the United States has sought to use the Security Council as a pressure tool, it has had to seek Chinese permission first. Human rights and norm reengineering. An oft-stated CCP goal is to replace the American-designed international order with a new Chinese-dominated world order. A Chinese strategy to help achieve that is the systematic degradation of the UN human rights system. A UN whistleblower alleged China's use of intimidation, bribery, and document editing to remove unflattering facts about COVID-19's origins and Xinjiang abuses. Despite its abysmal human rights record, China has been re-elected to the UN Human Rights Council numerous times and sits in judgment of other nations while running its own concentration camps. At the deepest level, Beijing seeks wholesale reform of global governance, what Chinese leader Xi Jinping calls a new type of international relations, amounting to a systematic effort to undermine U.S. global leadership as the rivalry intensifies. The CCP's attempts to steer away from human rights-related goals toward pure economic development are most visible in the UN social and economic bodies, where Beijing has a relatively free hand as Western countries have gradually retreated. Concluding thoughts. The United States pays roughly 22% of the UN's regular budget and 26% of its peacekeeping costs, the single largest financial subsidy to an institution that a hostile power has spent 25 years systematically capturing. The Chinese regime, assessed at nearly 20% today versus less than 1% in 1994, has leveraged that smaller investment with far greater strategic discipline, seizing agency leaderships, building a G77 voting bloc, creating a veto partnership with Russia, and redirecting UN institutional legitimacy to launder Belt and Road geopolitics. Every purported benefit of UN membership, international legitimacy, multilateral burden sharing on security, global norm setting, depends on the assumption that the institution reflects shared values sympathetic to American ideals and is not captured by a hostile power. That assumption is now empirically false. An institution that Beijing controls cannot simultaneously serve as an extension of American foreign policy. The cost-benefit equation cannot be rescued by pointing to programs that still function. The question is who controls the overall direction, and the above summary is unambiguous about the answer. Finally, from a pure America First standpoint, the United States is the majority financier of its own strategic containment. The logical conclusion is straightforward: continued full-spectrum U.S. support for the United Nations as currently constituted subsidizes CCP power at American expense. The UN must be fundamentally restructured or terminated accordingly.